Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Geechee asks, what's the worst thing a woman has ever done to you on a first date? King K says that his date asked for the most expensive drink on the menu. Luckily the waiter knew the bro code and kept saying that everything was out of stock. For me it was a woman that showed up about half an hour late. I made her suffer. I offered her a ride home because it was raining, and I spoke to her all about manosphere topics. She freaked out and was clawing her way out of the car trying to get out in a rainstorm out of a moving vehicle, where she eventually got soaked. Up next, looks like I was wrong about women having AI boyfriends. This one does and says that ChatGPT made her feel heard for once. It's irrational that women would feel good sharing their life with something that's not even real. But since when have they ever been rational? Now women can save therapy money and buy more cats and wine. ChatGPT just kisses your behind and tells you how great you are. Just another day in the mind of a modern woman. Meanwhile, AI is just gathering information about her to use against her later. The way women do with men. Number 3, 65% of divorces are initiated by women and it's because of emotional neglect and not infidelity. Husbands working 50 or 60 hours a week to support their wife's lifestyle is now considered emotional neglect. But they want you to be a productive worker drone, and then when you come home, to be one as well while being their emotional tampon. It's almost as if they want your entire life and all of your time to belong to them. And if it doesn't, then she could just leave you and ruin your life. No wonder guys are walking away. Moving on, this woman had an accidental affair with her best friend's husband. Oops, it was just an accident. How do you accidentally take off your clothes and jump into bed with someone? Maybe she tripped over the poor husband's schwing-schwang and it fell in and they just bumped into each other repeatedly. Also, why is she sharing this in public? Don't women have any shame anymore? Maybe the accidental affair was discovered accidentally by her best friend. Number 5, French pensioners now have a higher income than working age adults. But just wait until their pension scheme eventually goes bust. It's going to be Boomergeddon. I bet there'll be riots when the government raises the pension age as well. They already have from 62 to 64 in 2030. Being part of Gen X, we were told not to rely on government pensions, and I don't. But government pensioners can't rely on my money either because I make it through capital gains mostly. And much of that is tax-free, so I guess two can play at that game. Up next, Karen is such a fitting name for her. She says she's gotten 7 vaccinations and it didn't have any side effects. Sam says that you have green hair and think of yourself as a cat. You are the side effect. People on the left seem to value obedience over common sense. I've had 0 side effects because I didn't get any jabs. I also got the Rona once, and it was terrible, but I got over it after a few weeks. Not the worst cold or flu that I've ever had either. Number 7, looks like Iraq just passed a law to legalize marriage for 9-year-old girls. I wonder how they're going to blame white folks for this one. That and climate change. Imagine having a religion where your prophet married a female in the single digits, and you look up to that as if it were some sort of virtue. Or a religion where over half the followers in the world are also ending up marrying their first cousins. When will this sort of behavior finally end? Moving on, why is it that young men are always told that we should consider marrying OF girls, corn stars, and single moms? But young women are never told to settle. If women didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Plus, society doesn't want to take care of these female liabilities and wants to offload them onto men instead. The only people single moms are okay for are single dads. Seems like our government wants Gen Z in the cuck chair and will shame them if they don't go sit there willingly. Number 9, should immigrants go back home and leave the toxicity of European colonizer countries and reconnect with who they are? Of course they won't do that. No matter how much they attack so-called colonizers, they still want the benefits that Europeans provide them. A lot of the time it's envy. They want to destroy the colonizers and somehow believe that everything the colonizers have made will accrue over to them. They don't realize that the value comes from high IQ people, and not just because you own land and stuff. Up next, here's another post about the absolute state of things in Canada. A 12-year-old boy tried to rob a 62-year-old man and ended him in the process. Toronto now has worse crime than New Pork. When I was 12 in Canada, I was playing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys and my NES. At the age of 12, he can't even be tried as a juvenile offender in this country. I say charge his parents instead and let that be a lesson to others out there. Number 11, back in the 90s, this was heavily shamed, and now it's absolutely normal. She says she had sex with somewhere between 30 and 50 men, but she doesn't know how many. That's why her eyes look dead inside. Today they do 1,000 man marathons only to brag about it. The average notch count for women these days is 10 to 14, and with numbers like those, she won't be able to bond with any man, even if he's a Chad Roan. Modern contraception has been a disaster for the human race. Moving on, this OF model suffocated a man in a rap fetish session while she sat there filming content for her page. I'm sure she didn't mean to end him, or did she? I'm surprised the cops just didn't take her at her word and instead decided to take this to court. At least on the bright side, he died doing what he loved. And you just know if she was still live streaming, someone fapped off to that guy dying. Number 13, why is it that women love their zodiac signs and horoscopes? Probably because when things go wrong, they can blame the stars and the moon for their bad decisions. I've had one woman do entire horoscope printed readouts for me and show how the two of us are compatible. She wanted me, obviously, but I didn't want her. I just wanted to be friends. When she realized that, she stopped being my friend. But seriously, if a woman is into horoscopes, you need to run. Up next, Brian here says that if you're a man in a relationship with trans women, you're actually in a heterosexual relationship. Yes, because as your partner transitions from male to female, you also transition from gay to straight. I think that's how it works. I wonder, though, does it make you bisexual if you sleep with them while they're halfway through their transition? So many complicated questions and so little time. Number 15, it's a horrible sign in the streets of London as people wave far-right symbols, replacing the traditional Palestinian and Pakistani flags. And apparently the man leading those far-right extremists, named Tommy Robinson, is a refugee himself. He wasn't even born in the UK. He was born in Luton. Hypocrites. But as far as I'm concerned, this looks like the best thing I've seen in the UK since the death of the Queen. Looks like they even occupied Royal Albert Hall. Such bigots. Moving on, here's the definitive proof that Ilhan Omar married her brother so he could get citizenship. Does this mean she should also be expelled from Congress and deported back to Somalia? Minnesota has become a joke in mini Mogadishu as taxpayers in that state pay for the rent for Somalis living there while they take extended vacations to Somalia. Her net worth is also magically now over $30 million, as she claims she's not even a millionaire. Number 17, speaking of Democrats, here we have John Fetterman, and he says that some people in his party are talking about socialism and that they're morons. It's a miracle they haven't kicked him out of his party yet. But then again, he's still all about taxing and spending. He's just not all unhinged like a maniac, like the many other members of his party. He also tends to vote with the Democrats in Congress, so we need to look at his actions and not just listen to his words. Up next, looks like 23% of Gen Z identify as alphabet people now. And if it's true, it doesn't bode well for fertility rates. They'll probably drop to between 0.5 and 1 child per woman, and you need 2.1 for replacement. Maybe most of those people are just virtue signaling and they aren't actually playing for the other team. Regardless, fertility rates will keep on falling regardless of people's sexual orientation. The only salvation for the species is men creating artificial wombs and taking over the reins of reproduction from women. Number 19, the left tells the right that they're brainwashed. In my opinion, both sides have been brainwashed. Change my mind. The left has clearly brainwashed its people far more, though. At least the right has more diversity in thoughts, unlike the left, which always seems to have diversity in appearance only. Their diversity is only skin deep. I'm a centrist, so I don't want to do what either of these sides tell me to do. I think for myself and refuse to bow down to any ideology. Moving on, here is a fun fact. Black fathers are more actively involved in their kids' lives than any other group. I have my doubts about this claim. Is that because they're in the same cell or something? Propaganda used to be at least built around a kernel of truth. Now they just straight up lie. Even 10 years ago, the black fatherless rate was at 72%. It's probably a lot worse now. I blame Democrats for creating welfare back in the 70s for this. Number 21, is this the only way for you to enjoy female comedians? For me, if they're loud and obnoxious, I can still hear them through all of that, especially if they stomp around in their high-heeled hooves. Maybe female comedians don't realize that people are actually laughing at them and not actually at what they're saying. The only female comedian I genuinely laughed at was Roseanne Barr early in her career. Even Joe Rogan thinks she's funny. Up next, this woman finds herself in her 40s and is suddenly haunted by the number of men that she slept with and doesn't know why. She's currently with a partner. She's probably upset because she's banged so many men that she can't even bond with her partner, or any man for that matter. Maybe her partner loves her, and deep down she knows that she doesn't love him, and maybe there's some guilt there. It's never been natural for women to have that many partners throughout history. Number 23, men swipe right 61% of the time, while women only swipe right 5% of the time, and now everybody knows it. The truth is that men need to have higher standards, and women need to have immensely lower standards, but our biology prevents us from doing so, in a world with cheap and easy contraception. This isn't the fault of feminism, or social media. This is female nature on display for all to see. These days it's also a lot lower than 5%. Moving on, this model reveals the four chilling words she heard right before she was flung from a rooftop after a Dubai porta potty party. What are we now calling working girls models? Got it. Were those words, you piece of meat? Here's an idea for so-called models and influencers. Don't go to Dubai to these sorts of parties because you're risking your life. As for this woman, she made her choice and now needs to live with it. She's used the situation to get more attention, most likely. Probably has an OF page as well. Number 25 and the last one, this woman's Instagram is going viral, for all the wrong reasons. Instagram filters be like catfishing with extra steps. This should be illegal, and it's stuff like this that's the reason why more Western men than ever are starting to investigate getting AI girlfriends. Also, does anyone remember that ancient game called Down the Clown? This woman's before picture kind of reminds me of that clown. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.